WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fired up friends. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation, and I'm so glad you're back with me. Ever feel like your brain has a mind of its own? You know that feeling when you sit down to work on something important, but then suddenly you're lost in a rabbit hole of social media emails or just plain daydreaming. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our brain's a little monkey swinging from branch to branch, never quite settling down. But guess what? We can train those mischievous monkeys to focus on the things that really matter. Today's episode is all about managing distractions and staying laser focused on your goals. Because let's be real, achieving anything worthwhile in life requires some serious concentration power. Think of it like this. Every time you get distracted, it's like taking a detour on your journey to success. It might seem like a harmless little adventure at first, but those detours add up, slowing you down and keeping you from reaching your destination. So how do we tame these wild distractions? Here are 5 key hacks that'll have you feeling like a productivity ninja. 1. Designate your focus zone. Ever notice how your brain automatically gears up when you're in a specific place? That's because our environment plays a huge role in our focus. Create a dedicated workspace that doesn't need to be fancy, just somewhere that signals time to get things done. Maybe it's a corner of your desk, a cozy reading nook, or even a local coffee shop with good vibes. 2. Time blocking is your superpower. Okay, imagine your day as a giant block of time. Now slice it up into chunks dedicated to specific tasks. That's time blocking. It's like scheduling appointments for your brain, making sure everything gets the attention it deserves. And trust me, when you have a clear roadmap, procrastination takes a backseat. 3. Batch similar tasks together. This is where efficiency gets real. Group similar activities to answer all your emails at once, tackle those phone calls in one go, or dedicate an hour to creative brainstorming. It's like a productivity power move, minimizing context switching and maximizing flow. 4. The Pomodoro Technique. Your focus rent. This is a classic for a reason. Work in focus bursts of 25 minutes followed by a short 5-minute break. Then after 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break. It's like giving your brain mini vacations, preventing burnout and keeping you energized throughout the day. 5. Turn off the noise. This one might be tough for some, but hear me out. When you're trying to focus on something important, minimize those digital distractions. Put your phone on silent. Close unnecessary tabs, and maybe even use noise-canceling headphones or some calming music. Think about it. You're probably scrolling through social media right now thinking this is amazing advice. But then you get distracted by a notification that's the enemy. Remember, I'm talking to you. We have to be intentional and strategic with our time and attention. Imagine you're training for a marathon. Wouldn't you need to focus on your running and avoid distractions? Same goes for achieving your goals. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah trying to write that important report due tomorrow morning. She starts strong, but then BAM. Her phone buzzes with a notification. It's just a random meme, but suddenly she's sucked into the vortex of social media. Hours later, she's scrolling through funny cat videos, and her report is nowhere near finished. Sound familiar? Sarah could have avoided that trap by using some of the tips we just discussed. She could have designated a distraction-free workspace, plucked out time specifically for writing, and even turned off those pesky notifications. Remember, Sarah's story doesn't have to be your story. By mastering these hacks, you can become the master of your own focus-crushing distractions and achieving amazing things. So remember, friends, don't let distractions steal your precious time and energy. Be intentional, be strategic, and most importantly, believe in yourself. You've got this. Now go out there and conquer those goals with laser-like focus. If you found this episode helpful, leave a review, share it with a friend who needs to hear it, or join the conversation on social media using #procrastinationpunisher. Until tomorrow, keep that fire burning bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.